Hello out there in drumland. This is Jeff Indyke. A tremendous, tremendous, tremendous honor, all right, to actually be up here, especially right with what I'm going to be talking about today. What I'm talking about today is my classic drummer first installment of the Jeff Indyke Drum Clinic on the late great John Bonham, and this is actually right the third installment. My goal, really, all right, is to put together six installments. There may be more. Maybe you're right. I'll have Danny right post them together. And they're really, really good to be here. And you guys got to get the issue, of course, all right, to see the ideas, all right, that I'm working on. And today I'm actually working, all right, on strictly idea number 4 and possibly 5. I'm going to talk really, all right, more, all right, about how the melody relates to the flam. Now, one of the things, all right, that's really interesting, all right, about the theme itself is the theme starts with a flam. And then, all right, we go from the flam, one, to the triplet, the Bonham triplet on two. One, two, and the three, four. So then we come back, all right, with the flam on the four. The really, really cool thing about this is then it goes back to the two other Bonham triplets, which were the biggest part of this whole article. One, two, and three, four, one, and two. So that's all right, the sound of it. Hopefully you guys already have worked on it. Now the fun part about it is it's slower because of the fact, right, that the flams, at least in my opinion, kind of tend to, right, to slow down the groove. But I like it that way because I wanted to get like more of a heavy feel on it. So as far as the timing, so if you guys are, I want to work it more fill-oriented, now I'm changing the value around to actually value the ideas as eighths and sixteenth note triplets. So the quarters become eighths and the eighth note becomes sixteenth. And the timing becomes one and two and three and four and two. Now, what I want to do is I want to substitute the flam for cymbal. This is really, really interesting because if we substitute the flam for cymbal and bass drum, I'm sorry, cymbal and snare drum, cymbal and bass drum, that was good, and then we get the right, more of an attack, I think. It's a little bit sharper. In a fill, or maybe you're on the hi-hat. I don't know if you caught that, right, but there, right, I actually left the, right, the last one out, which gets to my next section of thought. The next section of thought is basically, right, to fragment the idea. You know, I may not actually get to number 5 today. I don't know, right, actually for sure. I'm just kind of, right, putting these ideas together in sort of like a miniature sort of a framework for Danny. And, you know, I'm keeping these, right, at around 10, 11 minutes each. So we'll see, right, what happens. Now, what I want to do is I want to take the and actually use that as... Now what I'm going to do, I'm dropping the end. One and two and. onto the hi-hat, and I'm going to turn it into, I'm going to turn this into sort of like a rhythmical motif. Watch this. I want to clarify what I'm doing there. If you guys have already been following my work over the years, especially up on Drum Radio, you'll know that I like to genetically funkicize things, and that one and two, da, da, the value is one and two and da. It's that and of two. One and two and da. So, one and two, da. I've been watching Greg Bissonette, and which is a real cool thing to do. And he does like, I just picked that up from him. I've just been playing that. I love that. By the way, how I'm achieving that is basically double Fs, but I'm slurring them, kind of getting them more onto the snare. Really, really nice attitude. Now, now here's a right where I'm going to get hip. Now I didn't know, right, that I was actually going to get so genetic on you guys, but I think, right, this is a good place, right, to do this here. Watch, right, the extra echo. So it's like one and two and dot E. Oh, this is really hip. Now, I tend to, right, sometimes, all right, in those sort of situations, to play the a little bit more ahead of the beat, and that's what I'm kind of sort of shooting for, right, in that particular sense. Now, the last thing, right, that I wanted to give you guys is sort of like a doubling on the subject. I'm going to create kind of like an improv Motown sort of feel to this. Really, really quite interesting. Well, I wanted to tell you guys, right, first off and first foremost, right, that there will be further segments here. I want you guys, right, to call in, write in. If you guys want to call me, right, with any questions, right, on any of these things, you guys, right, can certainly call me at 516-263-9782. Have a look up here, right, at Danny's website, right? There's a lot of really, really great things, right, that we're working on. And, well, of course, all right, the classic drummer, get that classic drummer and let Billy know, all right, that you guys, all right, all got a lot out of this article, because it's going to be an ongoing series, the Jeff and Dyke Drum Clinic. And Since I'm doing around a lot of work up on Drum Radio, I'm going to focus a bit more on that Bonham fashion. Not to say right that I'll stay on Bonham. Very good to be here, and I will see you guys around on our next installment. Thank you.